This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Boston has reached a deal with a casino developer that'll pay the city more than $300 million, and the casino won't even be in Boston. From Station WBUR, Kurt Nickisch reports on the extra step gambling companies are taking to sweeten the pot.
How do you get the home of the Puritans to go along with gambling? Spread more of your ungodly profits a little further afield. The Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority wants to build a casino in the city of Revere, and it's paying a dozen surrounding cities and towns, too. Mitchell Ettis is Mohegan's CEO.
$50 million in annual payments to the 13 communities closest to the city is just amazing. We're good neighbors.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says the negotiation with Mohegan developers was long but productive.
They were great in that case. I mean, we basically were throwing things on the table, and they pushed back a bit on it. But, you know, everything that we pretty much wanted, we were able to achieve.
All this cash to help neighboring towns pay for better roads and more police, this is new. Normally, gambling laws carve out a share of casino profits only for the host city and the state. Case in point, Rosemont, Illinois, gets no payments from a casino that's just over the border in Des Plaines. Cesar Freilich is a gambling attorney. He says the state money is supposed to help. Doesn't always work out that way.
Part of the problem is, depending on the state's finances, sometimes it doesn't get back to the local jurisdiction.
But there's no precedent for these payments. So Freilich says in Massachusetts, a lot of surrounding cities and towns got greedy.
Well, you know, if you're a community and somebody walks up to you and says, listen, you're a surrounding community, let's talk about how much I owe you, you're not going to set the number real low.
In western Massachusetts recently, the town of Longmeadow failed to reach a deal with a proposed MGM casino in a nearby city, so town manager Stephen Crane went to arbitration and won $5 million. He says the new law worked pretty well.
It gave us a seat at the table where we otherwise would not have one.
The extra cash outflows may actually save casinos in Massachusetts. There's a referendum here on the November ballot to repeal gambling. Some voters might now see the dollars headed to their towns and might not be so concerned about a casino nearby. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.